Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Why Am I Sad? I'm Cass.
I'm George.
I'm Zoe B.
And I'm Tom. Surprise!
He's new!
What a surprise!
New,
we didn't
shiny
plan that
boy.
At all.
I'll be playing the role of Joel Zammit today.
Hello sunshine, hello blue skies, hello lovely day.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da-da. How are you, Tom?
You know, just living. That's about the full stop. I am alive.
You're gonna fit in well.
No, I'm. Yeah, look, it's the highlight of my life at the moment is there is a pair of doves that have decided to build a nest in my backyard. When I say backyard, it is a small deck. And the cats love it, and I love to look at them, and it's like, that's good. I got some friends. They're just out there having a good time, living their best lives.
Nature is healing.
It isn't, but yeah, cats love it. They sit in front of the windows with their faces pressed to the glass. They don't go outside, so the doves are safe. Anyone who is worried that my cats are going to kill doves. I also think both of them, well, definitely one of them wouldn't know what to do with a dove. Like, I know it's animal instinct, but I don't think the animal instincts are that good.
Yeah, not prepared for such beauty.
No.
Well, that's good, because my idiot caught a bunny and brought it into my house this week.
Oh, how big is the bunny?
It was a baby.
Oh, was it alive?
How alive was it?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, that's less impressive. Your cat's big.
Yeah, it was about a third of the size of the cat.
Okay, but no, that still was a fair-sized rabbit.
It's a big rabbit.
Yeah, it was still like, it was a baby, but it wasn't like wet, you know.
Yeah.
It was bigger than a mouse.
But yeah, it was bigger than a mouse. So Stringer brought a dead rabbit into my house this week, and I had to scream until my dad came and cleaned it up, like the adult I am.
How old are you now, Zoe? Just
almost 30.
We'd all do the same.
No, you were never too old. You were never too old to scream for your dad's help.
Was there much cleanup required?
Yeah, no, there wasn't. It just I was still in bed. This is how I started a day. But I rolled over. I saw a Stringer sitting in the corner of my room, and it's important to note that maybe there were some clothes, like, on the floor, because that's okay and fine.
It's allowed.
So he was sitting
depends
behind
on the quantity and
it was
of the
it
clothes,
was it was my robe. It was like my robe that I had taken off and like chucked on the ground.
Okay, this is all right.
That's all right. Yeah. So he was sitting behind my robe, and he just had like these eyes as wide as saucers, just like, fucking yes, fucking pinging, mate. And I was a little bit concerned, because not good. Like, that's never a good sign.
So when someone's that excited, you're like, this is worrying. This
is worrying. So at first I thought maybe one of the neighborhood cats had come into our house, because that does happen.
Yeah.
So I was trying to, like, look out my bedroom door to see if there was, like, a cat in the hallway. But then a Stringer crouched over this rabbit that he'd bought in the house and started, like, and I was like, oh, no. And then I started screaming, because I couldn't really see what it was because it was behind the robe. And I thought that it might be a bird.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty scary when a bird is half alive.
Yeah. That was the fear that there was a half alive bird in my room and I was just wearing like a sports bra and underwear. And I was like, that's so unprotected.
That is not the equipment
that's
you
so
require
many
to
belly
protect
scratches.
Yourself.
Yeah.
No.
So I just started screaming like an adult woman being like, Dad! Dad! Help me! And he ran in and was like, oh, that's a bunny. And then I immediately calmed down because it wasn't a bird. And then immediately perked back up because I was like, oh, no, that's a dead bunny. And so then my dad had to get some towels to like some paper towels so he wouldn't touch it. And grab it and take it out of my room. And then Stringer was salty all day because he's like, I brought you this beautiful meal and you just, what, put it in the bin? Don't even try it.
I'll get you a bigger one next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a myth or not, but I did hear somewhere that cats bring you food not because they're like, oh, I love you, here's a present. They're like, I need to teach you because you don't know how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good.
Also cute.
They're like, oh, I'm going to show you how. This is step one. And then you put it outside and it's probably just like, you know, rubbing his little cat brows. Like, oh, every time with this woman.
Oh, my God.
She'll never fend for herself. What is she going to do when I'm not here?
She doesn't understand me.
Oh, she
sucks. So, yeah, Tom, I get it, man. Like you fear that your cat will catch nature.
Well, yeah, I don't fear my cats will catch again, they're not outside cats. Where the doves are is high up off the ground. So even when they do go out there, they can't really get up there. So yeah, out of the two cats, I think one of them would have an absolute crack, 100%. And one of them is so stupid but beautiful. So yeah, I think we're safe. I think the eggs will... There are eggs in there. I saw them the other day. The funniest part is it's in a pot plant and it is not big enough for the dove to sit in comfortably. So like... There are so many other options this dove could have chosen, and it's just picked the worst one. Like, it sits, and it's like half of its body is out the... Like, it I don't know how it can actually be on the eggs, but, you know, it's made its choice, and I am happy for it, because it means there's something extra to look at. You know, it's not just sitting here being like, well, we're almost there. Please.
I had a last year, I think I might have mentioned it once already, when I was living at another place and there was a nest just outside my door. It was up, there was a roll-up garage sort of thing. There was a light just above it. And somehow it had crammed and built a nest on top of that and it had chicks. So the whole time I was there, the chicks got hatched and then the bird was like growing them. So I was like, it was exactly the same thing you got to watch and you're like, oh. And then one time I went for a walk and one of the birds, like now chicks that was slightly bigger, it was lying dead on the... on the driveway, and I was like, oh, damn, that's sad. Because, like, there was, like, electrical wire just above, and I think it hit it wrong, and it just electrocuted itself and dropped and died. And I was like, well, I'm getting a full experience with this experience. I tell you what, this is the whole range. Like, this is not just sweet. It's also sad and bittersweet, you know? Like, some of them are making it and some of them aren't. So just learn.
You just full Pixar short.
Yeah. You got a whole journey ahead of you.
I'm excited. Isn't that the whole thing? Like, we buy pets for...
To teach kids about death.
When, like, we could just, like, shoot grandma. Like, there's so many options available to us.
Seems like an extreme.
I'm just saying. No, let's shoot grandma.
Like a plant, maybe? Or, like...
No, because
Tamagotchi?
It's like, no, you need to know the responsibility of caring for another thing, which, do you? You are five.
Yeah, you don't need that.
You know, like, no, you actually don't have the ability to take care of you, yourself, one person yet. I don't know why we're trying to say to kids, hey, you need to take care of another living thing because they literally do not have the capacity to do that for themselves yet.
No.
Like, you have to learn how to regulate your own emotions. And you, those come built in and you still can't use them.
No. You don't get empathy for ages.
And that's an outside thing. Yeah, you have to learn self-regulation. Like, all this stuff, we're just like, oh, take care of a pet. No.
I feel like that's way easier than the self-regulation, to be honest.
Maybe that's it. We're skipping exactly that step.
Teach you how to regulate yourself.
But here's the thing, right? Say you get a dog or a cat at like aged five, and it's like, we're going to get this dog or cat, and we're going to teach this person about grief and death. This small human being who doesn't have empathy yet because they're four, doesn't know how to regulate their own emotions because they're four. Yep. I'm 30 and I struggle with both. So, like,
But I also feel like, what psychopath is actually doing it specifically for that purpose?
Oh, there are
like,
so many. There are,
death.
Yeah. There are so many people out there doing it, George. Like, that, but, oh, yeah. But here's the thing,
that
right?
Sounds say like that, a say... guy who doesn't want to admit his feelings, so he wants to sound tough and cool.
Yeah,
by
absolutely.
Saying it's about death and not because he wants something fluffy in the house that loves him.
Well, so, but here's the thing. You wait 12, 13 years, right? Because that's like average lifespan of a pet. Mm. That kid is now 17 or 18. They're going to have to learn about death way before that cat or dog dies.
What do you mean? Who's dying around this kid?
No, I think Tom's right. Like, you buy a cat or a dog, and they do live a fairly long time. So you buy the cat or the dog when they're young. So you're like, in the event that this child is like into their late teens, they haven't learnt about grief yet. And grief can come in many forms. Grief is just an emotion that we have in reaction to loss. It doesn't have to be about death or anything. But if by some chance they haven't learnt about loss at that stage, it's like, oh, you probably should.
Time to kill the cat.
Yeah, shoot the cat.
It's like by at some stage, you're like, oh, I should tell the kid that Santa isn't real. Like, it's they should know. Right? Because no one's told them yet.
Yeah, well, but yeah. It's like, have you seen a kid deal with grief? Like, it's the most insane. So I used to live with a kid, which I've made abundantly clear. It's not mine, but it came with the house I was living in. And... while we were there, we had a cat. One of my roommates had a kid. The other one had a cat, and the cat died. Like while we were living together, and it was not an old cat. It just got really sick over a span of a couple of weeks and passed away. It had cat cancer, and we were so concerned about telling the kid. Like I think we were all like, you know, late 20s in our 30s. And when the cat passed away, when we had to put the cat down, everyone was genuinely really fucking sad. And we were like, this sucks because we really love that cat. He's a good cat. And we were so concerned about telling the kid because he was coming over the next day. And we were like, man, we're gonna have to break it to him. And this is going to be like the worst fucking thing. And we were like, hey, man, just letting you know that the cat passed away last night. He's dead. Okay. Yeah. Off playing Legos.
Yeah.
How old was the kid?
5.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't care.
Yet. Yeah.
No. Yeah, you just have no concept of that.
No.
It's like them not getting like a big world event. Like you can't get that until you're a bit older, so you appreciate the context and stuff of it, I feel like.
No, absolutely.
I think I don't know if I've told this story on air, but I had a guinea pig when I was younger and Mum was driving me home from school one day and she was like, Cass, I have some news. And I was like, oh, what? Did the dog eat the guinea pig? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, I was joking.
Oh my God.
And started crying. And I was like, I wasn't being serious. And Mom's like, but you guessed.
Oh, that's full power to your mum there. Just being like, well, she guessed.
Yeah,
rules are the rules.
Well, imagine like you're driving a child. I think it would have been about 7 at the time, and Mum's like, "Okay, I have some sad news. I'm gonna preface this. Let's prepare ourselves." And I'm like, "Ah, psychic for 2 seconds." Mum's like, "Yeah, that's freaky as shit.
A kid
predicting a thing that has happened is scary."
My mum reacted so traumatizing that you're like. That's all you're thinking about and something you're worried about. And then she's like, yeah.
Yeah, well done. 10 out of 10.
Like, your anxieties came true.
You were meant to say yes.
Oh, that makes sense because your name's Cassandra and Cassandra could see the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the guinea pig was named Casper.
Aww.
A bit after me, but also after the friendliest ghost.
Yeah, well he's the friendliest.
And now she's the friendliest little ghost.
You made that happen. You named something after a ghost.
It's true.
Yeah, that's what happens if you name a living thing after a dead thing. It'll die.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. And you name them after living things, they'll live forever.
Yep. What? Oh, no, there are animals that technically can't die. They just do.
Lobsters?
I mean, they could. Yes. Okay, my beautiful bouncing baby lobster.
Yeah, lobsters, that's why he picks, there's a movie called The Lobster, and that's why he picks lobsters. I've explained that poorly, and I'm going to...
As someone who's seen the movie, that makes 100% sense.
Yeah, but if you haven't seen the movie, you just know that he picks lobsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I fell asleep during that movie.
Ah, it's a good movie,
Cass. Really close to the start. Did anything bad happen?
Did anything bad happen? Some bad. Some bad
stuff.
Did anything bad happen? I I feel like it didn't. I don't know. I can't remember it that clearly.
Yeah. You should watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ends happily.
Good. We've very much thrown you into the deep end here, Tom. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, look, thanks for... Thanks.
Yeah.
No, thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure to have you on. We usually just go around and talk about how we're all doing. So, Zoe, how have you been?
I'm good. I am currently in quarantine on top of lockdown, which is super fun. So I had a exposure to COVID-19 at my other job, and I got called into my manager's office, and that's a terrifying thing when you haven't worked there that long. And I was like, cool, I'm getting fired. That's the only conclusion. Or promoted to boss. They were the only options going through my head.
There's no middle ground.
There's no middle ground. There was no just like...
You don't get called into the management office for...
Yeah.
I've done so well these first 3 weeks, they're making me the boss.
That's the only option I could see. Anyway, so I got called in. They informed me that I had been exposed to COVID-19 and that I had to go and quarantine away from people. And I was like, that's a bummer, but my introverted self... so thrilled to just be like, oh no, I have to stay home for 2 weeks. Oh no. And then on top of it all, like, they were like, well, we're just going to keep paying you because you got exposed at work. So this little angel got a 2 week paid vacation.
Oh, beautiful.
I love that for you.
Beautiful for that angel.
That's all I needed. So I immediately, and as soon as I found out I was getting paid, my tone shifted and I was like, okay, see you later, nerds. Fucking out. So it's been fun. We get to also, my parents are also quarantining with me just to be safe. There was no way for me to safely quarantine in their house without exposing them. So we all just said, fuck it. And we'll all quarantine together. It's been great. We spend every morning eating breakfast and drinking coffee and watching the cats frolic in the sun. And beautiful. Then I immediately go into my room and start playing The Sims.
This is a dream.
It's so good.
Now, you did mention earlier, I don't know if it was on the show or off air, but you've come across the Cottagecore expansion. And how quickly did you make Stringabell?
Oh, immediately. Immediately. I am working. So I was like, oh, I should get a gaming computer because I want to play The Sims. And then I kept being like, but not like a serious one, just like something that will... host The Sims.
Yeah.
And then I remembered that my brother, and by remembered, I meant my mum, was like, what are you doing? Your brother has a gaming computer that we've just put in storage. So I went and grabbed that out of a cupboard, set it all up, downloaded The Sims, downloaded the cat expansion pack because I couldn't play The Sims without having Stringer by my side. Fair. And then I downloaded the Cottagecore expansion pack so I could own some chickens and a cow. And it is literally like the most heavenly experience. My cow is called Ari after my brother. Yeah, I wanted him here with me. He fucking hates that.
Because here's the thing about The Sims, you could have just made Ari a man. But instead, cow.
Cow. My gift
to him.
Do
you milk him?
Yeah, I do. I milk him. he kicks every time I try to milk him. The cow fucking hates me.
Oh.
It's a great time.
What a
That's
great
beautiful.
Game.
Yeah, so it's been really fun. I just had the Department of Health swing by to make sure that I was quarantining. So that was fun. They just stood. Yeah, they were like in, to get to my front door, there's like 3 steps. And so they were standing at the bottom of the steps a couple feet back. And I was at the top being like, yeah, I'm still here. Obviously still in my pajamas.
Freshly dyed hair.
Yeah, freshly dyed hair, possibly a bit stinky. Like, it's been a time. Yeah, so I dyed my hair as well because I got that bored and it was like, I'm going to dye it gray because hopefully it's blonde enough to do that now. It is.
Looks very good,
Zoe.
It's really fun. I'm really happy with it. I will be a qualified hairdresser when this lockdown is over. I'm just saying. I can now bleach hair, I can now dye hair, I can now shave head. That is the range of hair.
Cool.
That anyone. That's... So if you need any of those services, I'm your girl. Yeah, but other than that, it's been pretty chill. cannot go anywhere, cannot do anything, having a good time with it. Kind of bummed I have to go back to work.
How long you got left?
4 more days.
Oh, okay, so you're deep
That's
into
flown
it.
By.
Yeah, it's been quick. I found out 3 days in as well, so I had to quarantine to my exposure date, so I technically only had a 12-day or 11-day lockdown. Yeah. So that's me.
And just for the listeners as well, you are fine. Yeah.
Oh, I am fine.
Really,
I should make that.
You
that
don't
one.
Have COVID.
Very, very clear. I got tested the first day. I am double vaxxed. The exposure that I had was outside. We were both wearing masks and we were both keeping distance. So that's why.
That seems like almost unnecessary to have to.
Yeah, that's why I'm not worried. I am just currently quarantining on the off chance that I have caught. I think they're calling it the quick COVID now, which is like the COVID you get when you're vaxxed. On the off chance that I've caught the quick COVID, I will be, I'm just isolating. So I'm not passing it on to anyone else. But I haven't had any symptoms. The chance of me actually contracting it is so low. But I'll take the free holiday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's me.
I actually had a little COVID mini scare as well. I had to go and get a test. How weird is the test where you have to wait? Like, I made a mistake with mine because, like, we found out about a worker that isn't direct contact at all. And we weren't sure if he even had it because his wife had it. But I was like, I'm going to go get checked because,
to do the right
thing. Trying to figure out where who's got to be careful and who's got to go immediately and stuff like that. But essentially, I was just like, yeah, I'm going to be paranoid and get ahead of it. So I just went straight away and got myself tested. And it turns out they rank your test results on how intense you make it sound.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know. So I went in and I was super chill. I was like, oh, yeah, when'd you get it? I'm like, oh.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
A person that I kind of like don't really interact with that much, they interacted with someone who's got COVID and the person's like, all right, we'll get it back to you in 24 to 48 hours. So I was being paranoid. And then like later that night, this guy actually got his results saying he was actually, he did have COVID. So then everyone who hadn't gone yet, they went and they're like, oh, a person we know has got COVID. So then they were like, they all got jumped up the line. So I was sitting there being like, I was fucking the paranoid responsible one here. And now I got to wait the longest out of everyone. This is bullshit. It's
how
very
fast
upset.
Did they get their results?
Yeah, so that, well, in the end, I did actually get mine first, just, which was nice. Yeah, but there was, this was negative. But yeah, that wait, you can't really
Yeah, you're just kind of sitting around and you're like,
yeah, because you've got to isolate.
And then you're like, am I?
Am I terrified of this text possible call that's coming in for these results?
Yeah, I think it's the closest the rest of the world, again, not that I've done it myself, but I assume you would feel if you ever got the call. Actually, no, I have had that. No, I'm lying. If you've ever gotten the call, which someone says, hey, you should probably go get yourself tested for an STI, just heads up. And you're like, mm-hmm.
Oh, all right, no.
Okay. Which one? Just to clarify. the bad ones?
I have not had to get a COVID test for the entire duration of this pandemic, which is incredible to say out loud. Like, I just haven't. I have been a bee's dick away from COVID constantly. Like, my work has been an exposure site multiple times, but not when I've been at work. I've gone to supermarkets 10 minutes, a window where it hasn't happened. People around me have had it. I just have. Just missed through. The only time where I thought we were going to have to get one was I was in New South Wales on a weekend over New Year's when they closed the borders. And the instructions were you had to get back before midnight and then get a test whenever you could. And testing, it was impossible to get a test. And we kept ringing and trying to find one. And we basically got told, look, where were you? I was like, we're on a farm, literally on this side of the border of Swan Hill. So we actually hadn't gone to any towns or places in New South Wales or on a private property, effectively just across the border of Swan Hill. And they were like, yeah, don't worry. So just never had to have one. And it's kind of gone on so long now that I don't want one. Like, it's been built up in my head so much.
You can avoid exposure sites, yeah.
No, man, get on it, bruh. It's a great time. That's why I did it. I wasn't being ultra careful. I just wanted to get a test because I'm
just wanted someone to touch me in such an intimate place.
Yeah, if everyone talks about it, I've got to be able to relate instead of making it up. Being like, yeah, don't you hate when they rub your head and put it in your ear? Like, because I don't want to know what happens. Don't get misled.
No, it's very weird because the suburb that I live in, the supermarkets around us are constantly getting exposure sites because we live near a lot of housing commission homes and a lot of people who have like insecure work, etc. in this area are going to the supermarkets and places. And so often it'll be like, oh, just missed that by an hour. So it's just like, off, touch wood, touch all
Look,
of them.
I will say it is really exciting to get a new bodily experience as an adult.
Oh,
like, you don't get many of those when you're
fair.
Older.
That's fair.
You get, like, you're loaded. Like, wow, yeah. I live here and I didn't know it did this.
Well, I gotta say, the one up the nose, everyone always bagged it, but I kind of dug it.
You
I don't mind
it?
That.
You're into it?
Well, yeah. It's like it's clearing out, like, you know, it's almost like scraping out everything. Like, I don't mind getting in there and getting everything
I feel
out.
Like,
you know what I mean?
No, the nose one makes me feel like I've just been socked in the face.
But, like, they're clearing out all the gunk. Like, you know there's nothing in there right now. Your nose is clean.
There shouldn't be nothing up in there to begin with.
Well, I'm sorry, you mucus-free individuals. Some of us have runny noses, okay? Very often. There's always something up there.
Probably
you know
on the COVID.
Yeah.
No, like, there's stuff in your nostril, but there's not stuff up in, like, here. Like, further up where they go.
That's where I keep my treasure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I put Skittles up there for when I get hungry and I'm lost in the woods.
And then you do like a little like, and then like a little Skittle comes out. No,
yeah.
Delicious. Yeah. Is the color running?
Or just go actually back.
It's wet.
Go inwards and it goes back around and then you can do it that way as well.
Yeah.
Well, that might be straight into your lungs, so maybe don't.
Yeah, don't put Skittles up your nose.
No, don't. I'm telling you, don't. Please. Please don't.
Wink, wink.
Kind of sounds like you kind of want to.
It's one of those things where
the
more I'm telling
you.
No, I've never put a Skittle. I just want to.
Yet.
Not today. It's still early.
You've got plenty of time still to get that Skittle quota for the day.
No, yeah, I'm absurdly lucky in that throughout most of lockdown, I've had pay, I've had some work to do, I haven't had to get a COVID test. So I have been very lucky. But my problem has been that I am angry all the time. And it's,
here we go. This is what we want.
No, it's like it's it comes in waves. I'm pretty like I'm not angry at anyone. Like I'm not like punching drywall like an angsty white boy in a film from the 90s. Like I'm not Adam Driver-ing it, but it's just like I've had to put a time limit on Twitter. That's like, you know where you can put the limits, your screen time limits? I'd ask Cass how to do this because I didn't know how. I was like, hey, I just think I need to not be on. And it still doesn't help because I still just eat ignore and then read things that make me furious. And I'm just,
angry constantly. And so I'm hoping that I can get, once it's out, and I know that it's like, I'm not angry at anyone. I'm just, I can't even get started because I'll get so angry.
Nah, go on, get started.
Is it more about the way things have been handled or just the fact that it's sort of out of our, like, direct circle, us, like, out of our control or?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's that. There's just, like, as living in the state that we all live in, I have never, throughout the whole 18 months, but in particular now and the last big lockdown we had, I have never felt less like I'm part of the country that I live in. Like, I have never felt less part of Australia. I just feel like I am from Victoria, and that's bad. And it's like, and there's just, every day I read a new thing that's like, someone outside of my control is being an idiot. Like, it was so infuriating to wake up every day for those, like, that week where all those protests were happening, the anti-vax protests and stuff, and just be like, my brother had a kid in lockdown who's now 4 or 5 months old. I've seen the baby once, like, because they live in Geelong. Like, even as restrictions are easing and you can go and have picnics with people in Melbourne, they live in regional Victoria, so I can't even go down to see them down there. And I know that's small. There are people who are stranded overseas, which then that's what happens is I think about, oh, that's frustrating for me. And then I'm like, oh, there are fucking people who haven't seen their families for 2 years because they're stuck overseas and our government just decides to close the borders. And these people decide to get angry because they're being asked to have a vaccine. Like, this is, and then this is what happens is everything just builds up and I just get super angry and have to play Pokemon for like an hour and a half. It's like The Sims. You need to find a video. Like, video games are really good right now. That games where you don't, it's not hard. Like, I'm a big believer in you should be able to modify the difficulty of every video game all the time. If you want to play on the easiest mode ever, you fucking should. You earned that, right? So if you're angry, play a game that's like a Pokemon or a Sims or something. It's just like, I'm just going to make nothing matter for a little bit. I'm just going to have a little good time. And then I'm going to jump on Twitter and get angry again.
We're going to do rinse and repeat.
I like that about video games, where you can find a video game that is designed for something else aside from, you know, quote unquote gaming, where you're like, oh no, this is just almost like assisted meditation.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, I can sit here. I'm going to do something that is mildly repetitive. I'm going to have a goal that is important to me to the extent that I make it. It's not important, reliant on any other person. I get to make all the choices with this. I can choose when to stop. Like, you just, it's just nice. And everything in those video games, especially, is made to look very aesthetically pleasing. So you get to look at something nice, you get to hear the nice sounds, and you get to be in control of that little task that you do. And I do think it is assisted meditation. I think it's really nice, and especially because meditation isn't always accessible when you are exceptionally stressed, because it's like, yeah, that's fine. All you need to do is sit and think, and then don't think, and you're like, that is the problem.
Yeah, now I'm angry at this meditation app, because I was angry before I got here. It's just anger on top of anger.
Let's build it up. Did you, so wait, have you ever punched something, though? Like, not a person or an animal, but, like, a pillow or a...
It is important to not punch animals. We should make that clear.
I've never punched an animal.
Anti-animal punch.
I did punch a person when I was at high school. Look at me, tough boy. it was dumb fights and shit when you're 14 and whatever. But you yell at a pillow. I'm also very lucky that I live with someone who loves and cares for me, so... You know, when I am...
That must be nice.
It is. Yeah. It is. It is genuinely nice. Look at me saying nice things. But no, like, that's... Again, and that's the thing, as I get so angry and frustrated and I'm like, you don't have a right to be angry and frustrated, Tom. And then that makes me angrier and frustrateder.
Yeah.
Because it's like, my rage is unjustified. I don't know.
No, but it is...
It's good.
Yeah.
Punch it up is great.
It's super important to acknowledge that, like, your feelings are valid. Like, everyone's feelings right now, everyone is having a tough time. Yes, some people are having a tougher time, but that doesn't diminish your tough time. And it's super important to acknowledge it. Like, I know in my family, like, I think this is the first week where we've, especially being in, like, quarantine, we've started getting snippy at one another.
Yep.
And that is how I would describe, like, me getting angry. I'm not someone who... I will have, like, a shower fight in my head, you know, like when you go and have those arguments in the shower. But I'm very non-confrontational, but I've noticed myself getting snippy. And it was like, oh, what's happening? And then I was like, you have been stuck in your house for so long. These are the only two people you have seen.
Yeah.
They're copping it. They're copping it because this is unfortunately where all the anger is being able to be channeled. But it doesn't diminish anything that you're feeling. You know, my brother's overseas at the moment and he has so much more relaxed restrictions and ways of being. And he's like, it still sucks here. It still sucks because you still see people who are protesting something that is inherently a choice. Mm. And you can make that choice. I'm going to choose my words very carefully here. You can make that choice and that is okay. But if there are ramifications for that choice, you have to cop them as well.
Yes.
So if the restriction, if you're saying, I don't want to get vaccinated, in my fucking opinion, fucking to clarify.
Coward.
Yeah. No, it's a fact. It's a fact. You know, it's like in you're making a choice. And if there's ramification to that choice where they're like, oh, well, the restrictions lifted are based on whether or not you're vaxxed and I refuse to get vaxxed so I don't get these freedoms. It's like, yeah, you made a choice. You know, and that's why it's really hard to see these protests because you're protesting something that is inherently a choice. And then not only that, you're comparing it to genuine suffering that people have gone through. Like, I've heard so many comparisons to the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah.
And that's so upsetting because you're like, no, these are different. And I can tell you one big reason why.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, the frustration, the anger is that I think, and the reason that I was like, Twitter is the thing that I need to reduce in my life. Very bad at that. But is because it's the thing that's making me angry and the thing that is making me tired is the discourse. There is too much.
Mm.
And there are so many people. Like, there is the people who are like, the federal government has let us down. And I'm like, yeah, that sucks. And then there's people who are like, Dan Andrews is God. And I'm like, what? No. No, you went too far. And then there's the people who are like, New South Wales is the worst. And it's like, that's annoying, but also that's not their fault. Like, there's just...
They're people. Like,
Western Australia be like, we're going to secede. Okay, I don't care. Like, and that's the problem is that
stop
there's
putting
so much...
new things in the chat.
Yeah, there's just so much stuff. There's so much information. There's so many people having thoughts and feelings and all this stuff that it's just, at the end of the day, you've just got to play Pokemon. You've just got to find a way to not do it. And I'm, yeah, so my choice was to actively reduce the amount of social media that I was using. And I didn't succeed, but I'm trying.
So just quickly on that, there's two things you can do on your phone which can help with that. One's called an app, which I actually use called Freedom, which it can't actually block apps because iPhone doesn't let you, but it does stop it getting an internet connection somehow. So it means that it doesn't update. So you got to pay for it, but it means you can't go on those apps and you pick the time. So you can be like 9 to 12, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, I can't access them. Like, or if I access them, they don't update. So that's a really helpful one. There's also a free way of doing that, but it's slightly more elaborate. And basically it's, you set it up so whenever you press during 9 to 12, whenever you press on Twitter, it'll just take you somewhere else. So you can set the phone up to do that. So those are two ways which are better than, yeah, because the iPhone one is too easy to ignore. It just comes, you're a bad boy and you're like, oh no. And you just press it. It's too weak.
It's so funny as well because it'll be like your time limits elapse and you just, sometimes I miss the ignore button and I just click okay and it just shuts it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Where's my little brain treat of open app, please? I don't have a lot happening at the moment and I require one little dopamine, thank you. Need pictures of my friends doing things I can't. It'll help, I swear.
Reaction to social media, Cass. That is not how it is
for
the rest
of us. No, look, that app is very funny, though. The amount of times I've, like, gone to someone and be like, oh, my God, look at this. And I turned my phone to them and it's been like, Cass, this says that you've reached your limit on this app. I can't see anything. And I'm like, oh, ignore that. Don't look.
So what are sometimes
to show you the fun thing.
Yeah. But I will say about having sort of the wealth of information that we have at the moment, I think it is really, really good that we do have that interconnectedness and the amount of people speaking about things that are important to them and people amplifying their voices to say, these are things that matter to me. These are the things that are happening that I think are unfair. I think that's really important. But As people, we have empathy. So then when we read about all these different things happening, there is too much for us to give the emotional care and put that emotional energy and effort into for every, because there's so many. There's so many, and it does get overwhelming, and it you just don't know. You get to a stage where it's like you can't do anything. You can't do everything, and there's not a lot you can do in a lot of situations. There is a lot you can do, you know, in small ways, but for really big things like that, it can just, there's just nothing for your brain to do with that. It can't do anything past a certain point. Your brain's like, I'm as stressed as I can be. I don't know what you want me to do.
That's what
we still need to eat dinner. You're sitting there like, oh.
That's right. Controlled bursts. Have an hour where you can revel in it and then you're cut off, I reckon. That's the best way.
You have such willpower, George. I really admire that about you.
I'm doing it to, so I don't have any willpower. I get forced to because I buckle as well. So you got to make it so you don't have a choice. And the thing, as soon as it's done and you don't have a choice anymore, then you're like, oh, sweet, I can't do it. That's the whole thing.
They took it away.
Yeah. Smart me yesterday took it away. Now I can't do it. That's my whole life is that.
Your other option is as well just fill Twitter with shit that you like. I exclusively only follow cats and possum accounts.
Yeah, but even the cats and the possum accounts are like,
pretty cool.
We can't stay silent on this issue. And you're like, no, of course you can't. You're being really responsible right now.
Yeah, I also follow way too many journos. I think that's...
Yeah, see, I don't follow any... Our friends and then accounts called blank animal name every hour. And every hour I will get a new set of animal pictures and I'll go, sick, the world is nice. Look at this one. This one came up on my feed just then. Look at this possum.
That's pretty good.
That's just content I get daily.
Tom, another thing you could do is have your Twitter account that you use for your friends and to be social and everything, and then set up a different one where you follow the journalists. So you have to physically swap over if you want to access the journalists. And
it's
get
very
the information
easy to
that
swap
need.
Accounts on Twitter.
It is very easy, but then you have to...
It is another step, and I'm very lazy. So
it is another step and you're very lazy and you'll know you'll be making the conscious choice. So if you're like, okay, I want news, I don't want social media, I don't want the things you get from dopamine, I don't want to see what my friends are doing. You're like, I want journalism, I want news, I am making the choice to look at this, don't follow any other things. And then if you're like, I don't like this, you can go back to your friends and nice things. And you're not mixing them up so you don't get a little shock between like, oh, I'll see what my friends are doing. It's time to kill.
If not, you can always hire me to just like slap your hand every time you go for a phone.
I mean, there's like, again, I have that in the house. I'll pick it up and I'll be, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, look, what am I doing?
Thank you.
You already have that.
Yeah. Again, this is a problem that I've made myself. Look, over the, however many times that I appear on this podcast as Joel Zammit, you will probably learn that most of my problems I have made myself and have made worse by doing nothing.
Or you've been leveraged by, your brain's been hijacked by app companies that have had 50 years, to, well, 10, 12 years of perfecting their devices to get you addicted to it. And you try to claim your own ownership of it is actually part of their game that you fall for by saying, I've got a choice. No, they're completely designed to hook you and do that. So you don't have a choice. They're doing it to you. So if you just throw that out, that's what can actually set you free. If you're like, oh, no, I can't. I've got no self-control. I'm an addict. And they know how to make me an addict. So, like,
George, that's a very dangerous thing to tell me, but thank you.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault. I'm fine in this situation.
It's true. You're not. They're doing
so
it.
So we're
they
fine.
Actually, the whole program is designed. So you're fine.
And Tom's fine.
Great. I'm fine. I'm going to retroactively apply that to every scenario I've had in my life, even ones that aren't about social media, George. Just so you know.
You know what? I'm. Why not?
Yeah, great, I'm fine.
Then you're fine.
Absolved of guilt, baby.
And on that note, I've been Kaz.
I've been George.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Tom.
And we're fine. Woo!
Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us for some very unprofessional advice that goes beyond just go to therapy, feel free to email us on happylittlepod@gmail.com and make sure you put somewhere in the email okay to air if you're happy to have us discuss it on the show. Hope you have a great day. You're not alone. We love you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.